Stony Brook University is 60 miles east of New York City on Long Island. 26,000 students attend the school, which has been led since 2009 by Dr. Samuel Stanley Jr. And joining me on the line is Terry Sheridan, news director at WSHU Public Radio, the NPR member station in Fairfield, Connecticut, which also covers Long Island. He is also a lecturer and adjunct professor at Stony Brook University's School of Journalism. Thank you for joining us, Terry.
You're welcome, Reginald.
Stony Brook, like MSU, is a major science research university. Could you tell us how he has led in those areas?
Well, he's a professor. Dr. Stanley is also a medical doctor. He's a well-respected expert on infectious diseases. So the medical school and the medical center, two of his big priorities. So a lot of the resources of the university have gone there. Also very big in STEM. A new engineering building was announced earlier this year, in which a lot of the money was going to go into. So he put a lot of money into recruiting STEM students, into building the medical center. Basically wants to make the medical center as Long Island's hospital, and also into the medical school, which has become one of the most respected medical schools in the country, or at least on the East Coast.
Did some feel that Dr. Stanley's focus on science hurt other areas, however?
Well, again, there's been changes at the university over the past 7 or 8 years in which some of the liberal arts programs have been cut. Different history courses, different Spanish cultural courses have been cut. And there were protests outside his office last year when these cuts were first announced.
MSU is still reeling from the Larry Nassar scandal and claims that many in the administration did not pay enough attention to sexual assault victims, and Stony Brook is under investigation into how it handled campus sexual assaults. What do you know about those?
There have been several cases over the past few years. There were three open investigations into either sexual assaults or sexual harassment, and there's also several Title IX violations going on as well, or investigations into Title IX. Recently, there's been two suits. One was dismissed in federal court late last year, but even though the suit was dismissed, the university did not get a glowing review. They were not called the good guys in this case, but the suit that the woman filed was dismissed. And then a suit was filed earlier this year in which a male student complained that he was sexually assaulted by a female student without his consent, and that the university basically didn't take the allegation seriously.
So overall, what is Dr. Stanley's rapport with students and faculty there at Stony Brook?
Well, for the most part, he had a very good rapport. Again, at a university the size of Stony Brook, 26,000 students, it's very hard to get a one-on-one relationship. But one thing that will stand out was several years ago when there was a walkout during the Black Lives Matter movement, when it hit its peak here in the New York City area. He walked out with the students and I don't want to say embraced them, but took them, you know, arm by arm and stood with them as they protested. And I think that that had a lot to do with how he was perceived on campus, that he wasn't necessarily viewed as someone who was up there. Yeah, you may not have daily contact with him, but I think that overall, you know, people had a generally good view of him and, you know, a generally positive view.
We've been talking with Terry Sheridan, news director at WSHU Public Radio, giving us some insight into Dr. Samuel Stanley Jr., the president of Stony Brook University in New York, who has been tapped to lead MSU starting in August. Thank you, Terry, for joining us.
You're welcome.